is episode number 2005 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for the Who Cares News with Morgan. What's going on?
Well, everybody is jumping ship off the USS Britney Spears.
Oh, my goodness.
Abandon ship. Abandon ship.
She's going down. She's listing, Captain. She's listing. Poor Britney. Oh, my gosh.
First, we learned that her longtime manager resigned over the weekend due to the fact that she's making noises about retiring.
Oh, is she now?
Oops, I'm gonna retire. I'm sorry. Oops, I'm gonna
retire.
I don't
think she can sing that high anymore.
In fact, Larry Rudolph, he's been Brit's manager for 25 years.
Wow.
25 years. And he said it's been 2.5 years since he's heard from her.
Well, she's had nothing to do.
2.5 years.
Got a pandemic. She kind of had a breakdown after her Vegas.
When was the Vegas thing?
About 3 years ago. Yeah.
So now there's the rumblings that she'll be retiring. Mm-hmm. And Larry said, it's best that he move on. Though he's definitely open to managing his client again, should she decide otherwise.
Well, I think Larry's leaving because the S show is about to begin.
I think
that's the deal. In fact, yeah. I heard also that one of the, investment firm or something that had part of her conservatorship, they were managing it with Jamie, and they quit too.
Ooh.
It's like they asked the judge to get out.
Really?
Yeah, they want it out. So
then this is a new development?
In the last 48 hours is what I heard.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, back at the USS Britney.
Free Britney! Free Britney!
Ronan Farrow, the man who single-handedly brought down Harvey Weinstein, is now involved in the Free Britney movement.
Oh, so, Jamie Spears, you should get your butt and you should leave town now. Ronan Farrow is going to wipe you up. Oh, my God.
The details are beginning to emerge already.
Oh, my God.
About alleged mental abuse towards Britney from her father, including a yelling match when Jamie allegedly called her fat and a whore.
With a dad like that, really? Seriously? Right? You don't need a stepdad. I'm just going to put that right out there. You don't need an abusive stepdad, is what I wanted to say. A drinking stepdad or a drunk uncle. You don't need any of that.
Nope.
And your dad's Jamie Spears. Nope. We don't know that he's really that bad.
It's allegedly,
you know, we're going to cover our butts. But, you know, the biggest thing in all of this is that, I feel like even though she has, obviously she has issues, it's obvious.
Yeah.
But the deal really is that she should not be subjected to mistreatment.
No, absolutely not.
And that's where I'm at with this thing. Why can't her boyfriend be her conservator if she needs a conservator? Why can't she be a ward of the state? I mean, seriously. I mean, if she's that bad off, she could be a ward of the state. Do they do that anymore? Maybe they don't do that anymore.
She
I don't know.
Might be too old to be a ward, but why does... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It needs to be someone so totally objective.
Right. Somebody that's not involved and is
no family, not a family member.
Family members should not ever be a conservator. No.
No family member.
Not at her age. Right.
No family member.
I could see it if she was, you know, a minor. I could see that, but not,
Yeah, not now.
And if this is all true, and Ronan Farrow will find out, because Ronan Farrow doesn't mess around.
My guess
is we're going to find out some pretty nasty stuff.
My guess is there's a little truth in everything.
Oh, of course there is.
On all sides.
Of course there
is. But not everything is true.
Yeah, we're going to keep watching that story for you. Free Britney. Free Britney.
We have first photos. Well, not we necessarily, but the world.
The world.
First photos of Aunt Anstead and Renee Zellweger together. Actually, there's a whole slew of pictures, and they don't seem to mind.
I don't care about Renee Zellweger. I really don't like the way she talks.
the look
I just got. I'm sorry, but you had me at hello. greatest line in the history of movies, and it was ruined because it was delivered by Renee Zellweger.
What is wrong with you?
Sorry, I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
You like her voice better than Christina Hawk. I'm sorry, Christina Almusa Anstead Hawk.
Well, you know, I can't stand to listen to Christina, but I turned the volume down because I like to look at her. So that's my deal.
Oh,
just put the TV on mute.
Well, I hope I'm
sure
hope...
she's saying something important, like, "Oh, fans are gonna, home buyers are gonna be,
they're
gonna
be obsessed. They're gonna be obsessed."
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah,
amazing. Fans will be obsessed.
And I don't think Renee talks that way, but Renee's kind of mousy when she talks.
Anyway,
I don't dislike the woman. I just don't like the woman. What am I saying there? Anyway,
I don't know.
She's not my favorite.
So let's talk about Anne.
You know who she's not? She's not Halle Berry. Halle Berry is my favorite.
Nobody's Halle Berry.
I could listen to Halle Berry talk all day long. Halle Berry could have delivered the line, "You had me at hello,
baby."
It would have been better. Just would have been better.
I'll just talk about Anne Anstead. He's funny and he's hot.
Is he really funny?
He's got a good sense of humor. He's hot.
Yeah, so. He had a
hot
wife.
Hey, he's 42, she's 52. Maybe it works for them.
I think Christina Hawk kicked him to the curb, though. I think that was the deal.
I don't know. I think that was
the deal. Because he seemed so puppy dog.
Well, he was hurt.
Yeah, so she kicked him to the curb. If he dumped her, he wouldn't be puppy dog.
Yeah.
No, that's the way this works.
No, I think possibly maybe, what if she hurt him and he had to say, "You know what, we can't do this. I can't do this anymore."
No, he said he was pining for her. He was waiting after they split up that maybe she would rethink this. Maybe she would. He didn't say come to her senses, but you know he wanted to say, "Hey, come to your senses. I'm a catch." And
he probably is a catch. And he talks sexy. And I like his voice. I like his voice a whole bunch.
But he's got a British accent. Who doesn't love a good British accent?
Yeah, I'm telling you. So Anne and Renee were seen Friday at his New York dream house in Laguna Beach, California.
Yeah.
Taking in the views of the Pacific Ocean from the balcony. They were both in sweats with their hair tussled. Bet they were.
We know what they were doing.
Just.
Probably got that come hither look.
Just wrestled hair.
Just wrestled hair.
Anyway, they hung for a while, long enough for the paparazzi to get plenty of photos. They don't care. Anne's renovating the house, and he plans to live there with his son,
Renee
Hudson.
Renee Zellweger, who by the way, has an Oscar.
Christina Hawk. Yes, she does.
Christina Hawk does not. She doesn't even have an Emmy. So there you go. Well, good for Ant. Hopefully this works out for him. I care less about Renee Zellweger. But,
what a hater.
I'm not a hater.
I mean, she's not on the top list for me either, but I don't hate her.
Yeah, whatever.
I like her enough.
Although I do want to see Judy. I've not seen it. I'm a big Judy Garland fan. And they say she knocked
They say
it out
she
of
nails
the
it. Maybe that'll change your mind about her.
Might. Maybe. When she's using a Judy Garland voice. And not her voice. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news, whatever it was, that you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful. Hey, Who Cares, junkies? Just wanted to let you know that you can listen to me and Morgan every weekday morning on a bunch of radio stations and a bunch of different musical genres, too. Check us out if you want to wake up with us Monday through Friday. All the stations that we are on are listed in the show notes, so check them out. It's the Van Camp and Morgan Show. Hope to see you on the radio.